I'm Leah Lerner, reporting WSIU News. Jackson County voters turned out en masse for the general election. County Clerk Frank Byrd says in-person voting was historic. 69.4% of Jackson County's registered voters cast ballots in the general election. He says most of that was in-person voting.
We started this process October 9th, and that's when grace period starts in the state of Illinois. And we've had multiple sites and multiple places for these people to go, but they just wanted to do it on Election Day. And this is what caused all these numbers to be so large and such a late time, because we can't get those in until the polls close. And then we don't want to introduce anything until everybody's got their chance to vote. And when there's lines after 7 p.m., you have to mark the line. But if those people were in line before 7, they are going to get to vote.
Byrd thanked the people at Jackson County for their decorum, because it took some people who had to register on Election Day at the Carbondale Civic Center several hours to finally cast their ballot. Walking pneumonia is commonly seen in school-age children, teens, and young adults, though younger children are being affected more severely this year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported a significant rise in cases, especially in Illinois. Symptoms include prolonged cough, fever, and in severe cases, difficulty breathing and dehydration. Dr. Keith Hansen recommends early treatment, hydration, and rest.
We start thinking about bacterial infections more so. When you kind of are sick, right, like that, you get better, and then you get worse again a few days later, right? And that's because that virus was maybe going on first, say common cold virus, runny nose, low-grade fever, some cough. Last couple days, then you feel better for a couple days, and then it comes back. That's when we think maybe there's a bacterial infection on top of it. And that's because when you have that virus, you kind of get mucus and secretions. You're not coughing things up very well. Some things are just kind of sitting in there in the lungs. You're not as active. And so that kind of increased inflammation and like increased mucus, that is a setup for bacterial infection.
While walking pneumonia is treatable with antibiotics, untreated cases can lead to hospitalization, especially in those with medical conditions. Preventative measures include staying home when sick, practicing good hygiene, and wearing masks to prevent the spread of respiratory droplets. And at 7:44, we'll have more details on that Jackson County State's Attorney's race, which is currently sitting at a tie.